This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Hoffman. It only took 4 months, but the Environmental Protection Agency has finally released the contents of their proposed rule to allow the year-round sale of E15. President Trump directed the EPA to get the rule done back in October in Council Bluffs. So what is in the rule? We find out next.
When it comes to managing your crop, you need the best possible advice. Your certified crop advisor participates in ongoing education to keep up with new information and technologies as they become available. Ongoing education and certification maintains the skills of every CCA and gives you access to the latest, most helpful information, making it easier for you to make the best possible decisions. Ongoing education. Reason number 7, you should go to certifiedcropadvisor.org to find a CCA near you.
First and foremost, the new rule will do away with the restrictions against selling E15 between June 1st and September 15th. That has been the largest goal for the ethanol industry and farm state lawmakers. The move has drawn praise from ethanol and corn groups and lawmakers alike. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said this proposed rule is a huge victory for Iowa farmers and the ag economy as it keeps the process moving forward to expand the use of E15 to year-round. I commend EPA Administrator Wheeler and President Trump for following through on their promise to get a year-round E15 proposal done by this summer. You can see the full comments from Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, Growth Energy, the Renewable Fuels Association, Senators Grassley and Ernst, and Iowa Ag Secretary Nag on our website at iowaagnet.com. The rule also promises to allow for much more transparency in the renewable identification numbers. The proposed RIN reform is where the rule has met with confused responses from E15 supporters. Many of them that I listed above are wanting to take a closer look at the EPA's proposal. Many groups have asked the EPA to separate the E15 mandate from the needed RIN reforms. The Iowa Corn Growers Association probably summed up this cautious optimism best when they said, quote, "We need to better understand the language included in the renewable identification numbers and the impact it would have on our farmers. We'll review the details and we'll be asking our leaders and ICGA members to engage on the rulemaking." Whether or not this will pass remains to be seen. The petroleum industry has already voiced their displeasure with the rule and is expected to throw a myriad of legal challenges at it. The comment period is open until April 29th. For the World of Agriculture, I'm Dustin Hoffman.